Welcome to a Bailiwick Express podcast. This is Politics Disassembled, where one of the team talks through a recent political decision, debate, or issue. Thank you for joining us. Why were senior civil servants and the entire Committee of Health and Social Care unaware of a £30 million project price hike for several months? This is the question being levelled at the President of Health and his committee after it was revealed that several civil servants are no longer working for the states after they withheld important financial information about the second phase of the hospital modernisation project. Deputy Al Bruard gave a startling speech on the £120 million project at the beginning of this month's debate, part of which is repeated here.
The estimate we have received suggests the increase could be between 20 and 30 million above the 120 cost envelope, depending on inflation. We have also understandably been asked to clarify who knew what when. Some members of the programme management team received updated estimates in February 2023, based on more detailed design than had been used for the previous cost estimates that had formed the outline business case. It was the outline business case information that formed the basis of our communication with states members in the run-up to the funding and investment plan debate. It is an unacceptable fact that the updated estimates received in February 2023 were not shared wider than a small number of staff. The committee and its current senior advisers were unaware of this at the time of the October 2023 debate on the funding investment plan. I am sure members will understand the committee was very concerned that this information was not shared with us. While matters between employees and their employer are confidential to those parties, we have been advised that any staff who are aware of that information are no longer employed by the states of Guernsey. I am unable to comment further on this point. The current senior responsible officer and programme director became aware of the updated estimates at the very end of October 2023, after the funding and investment plan debate. They subsequently carried out work to establish the background before briefing our committee on the 19th of December 2023. In that interim stage, officers needed time to review and thoroughly assess all matters of concern and then revert to the committee, having discussed this with other senior colleagues in the states. The committee was aware that further work was needed to better understand the accuracy of the revised cost estimates. A meeting took place with the consultants who supplied the estimates in mid-January as part of that due diligence process, and confirmation of the estimated increased cost pressures was advised to the committee on the 6th of February this year. The committee felt unable to update either the Policy and Resources Committee or the wider Assembly prior to receiving this confirmation about the accuracy of the information. At the time at which the late amendment to the Government Work Plan was lodged in January, the committee was still awaiting this confirmation. The Policy and Resources Committee were briefed in advance of an already scheduled joint meeting with the Committee for Health and Social Care on the 27th of February. I then updated states members on the 11th of March. We look forward to working politically with Policy and Resources Committee to provide oversight of this programme, which, as I stated earlier, will serve our community for the next 30 years.
Unsurprisingly, Deputy Bruard's announcement was met with serious concern from other deputies who queried how much oversight there had been of the project and how, if savings could be made now, why weren't they originally factored in? Over the last 2 to 3 years, said Deputy Inder, Deputy Andrea Dudley-Owen has been on her feet talking about the TEP, the Transforming Education Programme Build. They have project management boards with committee members on them. He asked, could the president of HSC confirm whether they have project management boards, when they sit, and who attends? In response to Deputy Inder's question and a follow-on from Deputy Mark Hellyer, it was revealed that there have never been any political members sitting on the project management board of the hospital modernisation project. In October, a briefing was held by HSC to explain to the public and states members that any delay in Phase 2 would increase the cost of the project. The figure given was a £25 million hike in 5 years. But it turns out that some civil servants already knew that a £20 to £30 million price hike was on the cards. This point was central to some further questioning, including from Deputy Sasha Kazantseva-Miller, who asked if the Assembly had been fundamentally misled. In response, Deputy Brouard said when the committee learned about the withheld information, they felt as concerned as the rest of the states does now, that they were being told the same information eye to eye, and it wasn't true. Later in debate, serious questions were asked about what HSC knew in the run-up to the government work plan debate in January, where alternative funding for the TEP was up for debate. Deputy St Pierre asked, at that time, was the President or any member of the committee privy to any information to suggest that there might be significant cost pressures regarding Phase 2 of the Hospital Modernisation Programme? Deputy Brouard said the committee received an initial briefing on the 19th of December and then undertook work to better understand the accuracy of the potential revised cost estimates. In a supplementary question, Deputy St Pierre asked if the Assembly should have been told of the unfolding situation during a debate about funding a project that had essentially lost out to the second phase of the hospital modernisation project. In response, Deputy Brouard said the committee wanted the confidence to know we really had a problem. A review into how big projects are managed has now been launched by the head of the public service, and while questions will undoubtedly continue to be asked of the political oversight and decision-making that led to this situation, it seems for the time being that HSC will continue as it is towards the completion of the hospital modernisation project. My name's Matthew Leach, and this has been Politics Disassembled. You've been listening to a Bailiwick Express podcast. If you like what you heard, please share, like and subscribe so we at Bailiwick can continue to pull apart the stories that affect you, the listener. Thank you for joining us.